Classes of the Neighbor, Week 1, The Hungry. As much as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me. Day 1, Spiritual Hunger. Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves of bread and were satisfied. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which remains to everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give to you. For him, the Father, God has sealed. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Amen, amen, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, always give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Arcana Celestia 2165 Section 4. Because the bread signifies the Lord himself, it signifies love itself toward the universal human race and what belongs to love, as also man's reciprocal love to the Lord and toward the neighbor. The bread also thus signifies all celestial things. Arcana Celestia 2165, Section 1. Now, because the bread is the Lord, it belongs to the celestial things which are of love, which are the Lord's. For the Lord is the celestial itself, because he is love itself, that is, mercy itself. And because this is so, bread means all the celestial, that is, all the love and charity with man, for these are from the Lord. And therefore, they who are not in love and charity do not have the Lord with them, and thus are not gifted with the good and happy things that in the internal sense are signified by bread. This outward symbol was commanded because the greatest part of the human race are in external worship, and therefore, without some outward symbol, there would scarcely be anything holy with them. And therefore, when they live in love to the Lord and in charity toward the neighbor, they nevertheless have pertaining to them what is internal, even though they do not know that this love and charity is the veriest internal of worship. Thus, in their external worship, they are confirmed in the goods which are signified by the bread. What is spiritual hunger? With those in the affection of good, the good with them longs for good, as one hungry longs for bread. But with those in the affection of truth, the good with them longs for truth, as someone longs for water. Arcana Celestia 10227, Section 27. The hungry here, in Luke 1, verse 53, are those who elsewhere are called the poor, thus who do not have bread and water, that is, who do not know good and truth, but still long for them. What is the affection for good? Charity is an internal affection which consists in a heartfelt desire to do the neighbor good, and in this being the delight of life, and this without any reward. There are two affections, namely the affection of good and the affection of truth. The affection of good is to do what is good from the love of good, and the affection of truth is to do what is good from the love of truth. At the first view, these two affections appear to be the same, but in reality they are distinct from each other, both as to essence and as to origin. The affection of good, or doing what is good from the love of good, is properly of the will, but the affection of truth, or doing what is good from the love of truth, is properly of the understanding. Thus, these two affections are distinct from each other in the same way as are the will and the understanding. The affection of good is from celestial love, but the affection of truth is from spiritual love. Questions. The Lord explains that He is the bread of life after He has just done the miracle of feeding the multitudes. The people seem to be following Him because they literally want free food. What is the Lord challenging them to want instead? Arcana 1997 teaches that the affection for good and the affection for truth are closely related but distinct. Is it even possible for spiritual people like us to have an affection for good without a like affection for truth? For truth is that which leads to good. How can someone cultivate an affection for good in himself even when he isn't feeling it? How can we recognize spiritual hunger in others? Just because people should look to feed the spiritual hunger of their neighbor, does that mean they do not have to worry about feeding their neighbor's natural hunger?